You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Brewski.
Featuring former federal prosecutor and president of West Coast Trial Lawyers, Nima Rahmani.
When your credibility shot, what do you have? That's the question I think a lot of people are wondering about. Becky Hill, the clerk of court from the Alec Murdaugh trial. You'll remember her from that miniseries earlier in the year. Lots of allegations there. Jury tampering being one of them. And then we found out her son was involved in wiretapping within the same facility, within the same courthouse. He was the director of information technology. And now public corruption charges being brought against Becky Hill. It just keeps getting worse and worse in the optics of her credibility going forward. Here to discuss, Nima Rahmani, former federal prosecutor, head of the West Coast Trial Lawyers Association. Nima, are we just now kind of falling off the cliff and these are the rocks that are falling down on top of everyone because they've pushed us this far, Becky and her son?
Yeah, this is a prosecutor's nightmare. You convict someone, and then because of some third party engaging in some impropriety, you got to start the whole process over, potentially at least. Now, usually it's a juror, and actually we're seeing this in the Scott Peterson case, some similarities where there's a juror that's alleged to have wanted to get on the panel and profited from a book. And, you know, obviously she's not a juror, but Becky Hill is part of the court. This is a huge problem. So, you know, I got to tip my hat to the defense here. They've done a good job, not so much during the trial phase, but post-trial and really going after Hill, uncovering all this dirt, and they may get a new trial as a result. So kind of unpack some of this. You know, little known fact, in addition to being a former prosecutor for years, I ran the enforcement division of the Ethics Commission here in Los Angeles. So I actually oversaw all the elected officials and high-level government employees of the city of LA. So I know this issue really well. And really what it comes down to, Tony, is you can't profit from your government position. That's just the bottom line. So, you know, the allegations are significant and she's really kind of on her heels. The question is she going to actually testify at this evidentiary hearing, or she may have to plead the fifth because she might be looking at some criminal exposure as well?
Yeah, I mean, that's the interesting thing. And if she does have to plead the fifth at that hearing, that's not going to bode very well for her or for the idea that Alec Murdaugh's is just going to sit with the current verdict. It seems like this could really take things downhill. I mean, at the very least, if these public corruption charges do turn out to be true, obviously she's innocent till proven guilty. At the very least, we're probably talking about losing a job. At the very worst, though, could this affect this specific case? I mean, we're talking about allegations of using taxpayer money for personal expenses, including travel, meals, unrelated official duties. Bad, shouldn't be doing those sort of things, but do they relate and would they play a role in determining Alec Murdaugh getting another trial?
I think the defense has done a good job tying that all into her wanting to make money off her book and profiting off the case. I mean, that's where it all sort of comes to a head. And look, it may be just another government employee who isn't doing her job, but you know, if this is someone that tried to influence the outcome to make money off it, to sell more copies of a book, that's a problem. I mean, because ultimately, really outside influences can't come into that jury deliberation room. We've talked about it a lot. You know, it's really hard for the defense to say, well, the jury got it wrong. They didn't understand the facts. They didn't understand the law. Usually that doesn't work on appeal or to attack the conviction. But if you're getting outside folks telling you things, and at least the allegations are Becky Hill saying, don't believe Murdaugh, wouldn't let the jurors take breaks and that type of thing. And if she's not testifying at that evidentiary hearing to rebut all this, I know she submitted a declaration so far, I think the new judge is going to have to grant that retrial motion, and good for us, we get to go through this whole thing once again.
I guess, yes. What sort of arguments is this taken to make? I mean, obviously the defense of Murdaugh has been doing very good at this in terms of amazingly somehow painting this into a picture where, yeah, we really need to have another Alec Murdaugh trial, but that's going to be argued. What are they going to argue? How are they going to argue that, no, this all went okay, this one juror is test saying this, but everybody else is saying this. And she's a really nice lady, because we hear a lot of that. I'm like, oh, she bakes cookies. She's so, like, it doesn't matter. None of that matters. But yeah, how are they gonna try and keep this from snowballing into a new trial?
Yeah, it's going to be like a two-pronged defense here. And the first is going to say that none of the defense's allegations are true, right? What that former juror said, what the current juror said, that didn't happen. We have affidavits from at least 10 other jurors saying that this isn't true. So that's one way. Kind of defend it on the merits. The second would be saying, well, look, even if this happened, there's no prejudice. It didn't affect the outcome. The problem is, though, that's going to be challenging because you have one juror who was kicked off, right? Mm-hmm. Who obviously we know even one juror can hang the panel. And then you have another juror who did deliberate, and both of them are saying what the defense wants them to say. So, you know, if I were a betting man, I'd say that especially if Becky Hill doesn't testify and rebut all this and have evidence to prove it, then I think we're likely looking at a new trial here, Tony.
Let's say a new trial does end up being the outcome here. How far down the road would that likely take place if that's the decision that's made?
Yeah, we'd probably have it later in the year, 2024. I mean, the defense has everything they need. They have all the discovery. I think the state's still going to get a conviction mm-hmm. because, frankly, Murdoch's testimony was so bad and so not believable. And I think the evidence was pretty strong that he was at least lying about, you know, the timeline and his whereabouts at the time of the murder and that type of thing. But look, you never know what 12 men and women are going to do who, you know, can't get out of jury duty. So let's, if you're the defense, you know, just living to fight another day is a huge win. I think ultimately, like, not going to matter. On top of all the fraud charges, Murdoch's going to do so much time. I think he's probably going to die in prison, even though he only has to serve 85% by statute. I think the murder charges will eventually stick. And look, even though the jurors are supposed to decide the case solely on the facts and evidence in the new trial, they're ordinary people. Everyone's going to know who Alec Murdoch is and the fact that he's already been found guilty once.
Stranger things have happened. It's going to be another interesting year.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.